So yeah, Dimitri Hileko, 1-0 defeat tonight. Brilliant performance from their keeper, probably the difference?
Yeah, really disappointing from us from a result point of view. We felt we had a good team performance and we felt we had 11 good individual performances. You don't normally get both those things and lose the game. But it's happened today. And like you say, it's been their goalkeeper and the woodwork that's kind of made that happen. But very pleased with them individually and collectively of the performance they put out.
Younger team tonight than we've seen for a lot of the home games this season, just because I suppose the volume of games at all levels for the club. Mm. But they almost looked like perhaps a more united team, I suppose, because of that.
Yeah, they've worked hard together the last couple of weeks. And they are, when they get to work together, they are a tight group. So you know it works well when the pros come in because they had experience. But when the pros aren't here, then they need to get their kind of group and team mentality together, and they had that tonight.
Okay, and Todd Cantwell obviously forcing one save onto the bar and smashing one against the post. He's sort of finding his fitness and his form again now, is he?
Yeah, that's his first game back for a while, where he's at kind of full fitness. And I think that showed. We miss him when he's not in the team because what he can do in the final third, he's unlocked defences and be a goal threat, and he was that tonight.
And Glenn Middleton, we seem to be talking about him a lot, and he's still so young, but there wasn't a great deal of people in the stadium tonight, but when he got on the ball you could almost feel like people were expecting something to happen.
Yeah, and we were as well. Before the game we wanted to target getting in the ball because we thought he would have the beating of their fullback. And I thought he did. We've played Aston Villa, we've played him twice now, and Glenn's came off the bench at home and did really well. When we played them away at Villa Park, he scored one and made one. So he's just one of those sides that he does do well against, and he performed that again tonight.
Benny, I mean, I suppose it's a good opportunity for him now that Carlton's gone out, but Carlton needed that, didn't he? He was sort of almost above this level now.
Yeah, no, Carlton deserved that line without a shadow of a doubt. He needs to go and play Championship football, and I think he'll be a real success there. Because he's been excellent. Like you say, he's better than this level now, and now he needs to go and rip up the Championship.
Okay. Obviously, some news about yourself being announced in the last week that you're going to be moving on at the end of the month. What can you tell us about that at the moment?
I've got a role with Premiership Club, a kind of senior role overseeing the kind of a department rather than just working on one specific team, which is a new challenge for me, something where I get to shape a kind of whole philosophy, which I'm really looking forward to. Really looking forward to it. Moving on for the change of role, really, has been fantastic for us. Learned so much, especially from the first team staff and some of the academy staff here. It's been amazing. I think a fresh challenge was what I felt was going to push my career on again. But hopefully we'll leave it in quite good shape.
But was it a tough decision to leave then? Because you've been there for a while.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah, really tough decision. The players, I've worked with some of these players now for years and years since they were 14, 15. I've seen them kind of grow. The staff here have always been great to me. The opportunities I've had here, I could never complain the way I've been treated. And because of that, you find it hard. From a personal level, I've got married here and had my first child here. So as a place as well, Norfolk, it starts to feel like home. And as a club, Norwich City too, so it wasn't an easy decision at all, by any means, but hopefully it will work out well.
Great stuff.